What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Waterfowlers Heritage Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Nathan Vaughn, and in today's episode, we're going to be looking at a very interesting story from the year 1940, and that is the Armistice Day Blizzard, or the day the duck hunters died, as it's known to some. And to give you a little information about what this is about, starting off, the Armistice Day Blizzard was a blizzard that hit the Midwest on November 11th, 1940, and resulted in the deaths of quite a few unknowing duck hunters. And the reason they didn't necessarily know about it is because it had been a very mild winter thus far, and there wasn't really a lot of forecast for a heavy storm of that nature. With temperatures dropping that quickly and that much snow coming in, they didn't quite know what hit them. So that's what we're going to be looking at in today's podcast. But before we dive into that information, I kind of want to give y'all a little rundown about what this podcast is going to be in terms of how often it's released and how often we're going to get new episodes and all of that stuff. So basically, I'm going to definitely make sure that we get two new episodes at least per week. So that means there's going to be two episodes released probably on like a Sunday and a Wednesday or something along those lines every week. And if the Lord willing, we will have 3 to 4 episodes released per week. But that'll just depend on a lot of different factors. But just know that we will definitely have two new episodes every week. And thank you guys for being here. Remember to subscribe and please enjoy this podcast and this information. All right, everybody. So first of all, we are going to jump into a story or an article that was written by a man named Keith Sutton on the Armistice Day Blizzard. And after that, we're going to kind of unpack it and talk about a couple of the interesting facts from this story. So here we go. On Armistice Day, November 11th, 1940, thousands of hunters gathered to hunt ducks on the upper Mississippi River in the Great Plains and upper Midwest, including Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. The fall of 1940 had been unseasonably warm. In many areas along the Father of Waters, November 11th started with blue skies and a balmy 55-degree temperature. The pleasant weather didn't last long, though. For the west, a storm was brewing. A storm that earlier had hit the Pacific Northwest with near hurricane-force gusts. Storms normally weaken as they cross the Rockies, but this storm did not. Instead, it tapped moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and cold air lurking over Canada, and the two combined into an explosive pattern. Skies darken, winds picked up, and sprinkles of rain began to fall. Around noon, a howling blizzard began making its way across the upper Mississippi, a blizzard no one would ever forget. When the temperature first began to plummet, most duck hunters were pleased. Shooting conditions were perfect, thousands of ducks started funneling into the river valley, and the gunning got better and better. What the hunters did not realize was that the ducks were gathering in huge concentrations to seek shelter from the increasingly bad weather. Many hunters decided to stay until they could take a limit of birds or until shooting hours were over at 4 p.m. During the excitement of the hunt, the ferocity of the wind and cold air was ignored. And when 4 o'clock rolled around, the hunters discovered it was too rough to get back to the mainland. Some tried anyway and managed to make it ashore under their own steam. They stood white and shaking on solid ground and looked back on a river running 5-foot waves. Hundreds did not make it back home that night. Freezing, they made their way to high ground when possible and tried to make the best of a terrible situation. Some huddled together for warmth under overturned boats. Others walked around and round to keep them from freezing. All of them suffered. Before the night was over, the wind chill temperature dropped as low, dropped as low as minus 55 degrees. The next day, more than 50 duck hunters were found dead by rescuers. Their frozen bodies were covered from marshes, lakes, potholes, ponds, and rivers from Ontario to Illinois and from Iowa to Michigan. And the Great Armistice Day Storm found a place of infamy as one of the deadliest winter storms to ever hit the country. So that's an interesting article written by Keith Sutton, and it really talks about what happened as kind of a general overview on the Armistice Day Storm of 1940. But something that I kind of want to look at in relation to us as waterfowlers is the fact that these guys had been living in a season that it seems like most of us have lived through for the past 5 years, that being unseasonably warm temperatures, not a lot of ducks, and 55 degrees at the start of the day. I mean, it's 55 degrees out here right now, and I can tell you for a fact there aren't a whole lot of ducks around. So, I mean, I wouldn't even think of today being a great day to go out and hunt, even though our split is closed right now. But today would not be a day where I'd be like, man, there's going to be tons of ducks pouring in. But for these guys, they've been living through that mild temperature up in the Midwest all year. And then all of a sudden, the temperature plummets and storms start moving in and the ducks pile in to the holes. Yeah, I'd probably be out there too, just like they did. The thing that they didn't know, though, and the thing that I guess we wouldn't see other than for our modern technology with weather forecasts, is the fact that this storm was much worse than they expected. You know, I'm sure most of them went out there that day expecting it to be cold, probably temperatures dropping into the teens, maybe the single digits, but no worse than that. Good wind, lots of birds pouring in. But what they didn't foresee was the massive temperature swing into the negative temperatures that would result from this storm pouring in from the Arctic and combining with the Gulf of Mexico's moisture. The fact that they did go out there on this day really speaks to the mentality of a waterfowl hunter and the fact that despite the temperatures getting worse and worse and worse, they still went out there and wanted to stay either until they couldn't shoot anymore or until they'd gotten their limit. These hunters that were able to make it off the water on that day with 5 to 6 foot breaking waves coming over the bow of their boats and finally making it back to the shore, knowing that their buddies and other friends who were out there on the water were stuck and either didn't have the willpower to get back and risk the waters or simply were unable due to the size of their boat, I'm sure that they felt a lot of pain for them knowing that they had gotten back onto the shore while their buddies had sat there and froze. This is an interesting thing for all of us to think about and really reminisce on, because this is a very significant part of our past, because it really speaks to the true character of waterfowl hunters. Just like the podcast name is, this is part of our heritage as waterfowl hunters, this mentality of wanting to brave the rough weather and go out regardless of the conditions in order to obtain ducks and just experience that sort of lifestyle. I'm sure that one thing, those men that were able to make it back, they had a heck of a story from that hunt. They bagged a lot of ducks and they got to have a little pucker factor when it came to the temperature and the water and making it back safely. And that's something I think a lot of us have experienced before, not quite to that degree, but I know for a fact that I personally have been on the water a couple times when, you know, the conditions weren't necessarily right following a late season tropical storm last year in November, getting out on the water and having breakers coming over the boat and debris flowing all to the sides, hitting stumps here and there. I think that's a thing that really makes us who we are as waterfowl hunters. And I think that as duck hunters, that we all should look back on our past and analyze this history and really dive into the mindset of these men that went out there on that day and experienced this rough weather in the way that they did. Thank you guys for listening to this story today and just a little brief tidbit about the Armistice Day blizzard. Hopefully here soon, I'm planning on getting a guest on here that knows quite a bit more about this storm than I do, and he'll be able to dive into it a lot deeper than I did. But I feel like this was a good little second episode to dive into for this week, give a brief story about the Armistice Day blizzard, and just kind of allow y'all to think, as a lot of places in the country are going into their later parts of the season, getting into the middle of December and into January, and the temperatures will be plummeting, and we will have some storms hit. So this is something just to always think about and look back on to put into our own minds when we go out on those brisk, kind of sketchy days. Remember back to the Armistice Day blizzard and all of our duck hunting forefathers that perished on that terrible, terrible day in 1940. Thank you guys for being here today. As always, I'm your host, Nathan Vaughn. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We will get back to you with a new episode here soon.